F. Marion Crawford, An Introduction. Frances Marion Crawford, an only child, was born on 2nd of August 1854 at Bagni di Lucca in Italy. He was a nephew to Julia Ward Howe, the American poet and writer of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Crawford was educated at St. Paul's School, Concord, New Hampshire, and then on to Cambridge University, the University of Heidelberg, and the University of Rome. In 1879, he went to India to study Sanskrit and then to edit the Indian Herald. In 1881, he returned to America to continue his Sanskrit studies at Harvard University. His family became increasingly concerned about his employment prospects. After an attempt at a singing career as a baritone was ruled out, he was encouraged to write. In December 1882, his first novel, Mr. Isaacs, was published and was an immediate hit, as was his second novel, Dr. Claudius, in 1883. In October 1884, he married Elizabeth Burdan, and encouraged by his excellent start to a literary career, they returned to Sant'Agnello, Italy, to make a permanent home, buying the Villa Renzi that then became Villa Crawford. In the late 1890s, Crawford began work on his historical works, which would later include Corleone in 1897, the first major treatment of the mafia in literature. Crawford is also exceedingly popular and anthologized as a short story writer of bizarre and creepy tales. In 1908 came his classic, The Screaming Skull. Without doubt, its unsettling nature is heightened as the listener is drawn into the story by its narrator. Everything is explained and plausible, until, of course, it isn't. Frances Marion Crawford died on Good Friday 1909 at Villa Crawford of a heart attack. Set in Italy, For Blood is the Life draws us into a world usually beyond our senses. With Crawford's pen, the uneasy, horrific world of vampires is now upon us.
For the Blood is the Life by F. Marion Crawford. We had dined at sunset on the broad roof of the old tower because it was cooler there during the great heat of summer. Besides, the little kitchen was built at one corner of the great square platform, which made it more convenient.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?